here. My voice gets kind of sore.
Yeah, go over. Oh, this is Houston. All
right. Larry!
No, 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 no.
I'm streaming everything already? Okay, cool. Okay, hi everybody. So, who hasn't slept at all yet tonight? Show of hands? That's solid, yeah. So, there's other people in my state of mind right now. That's perfect. I haven't slept either, but I wasn't coding. My issue was transatlantic travel, so let's get started. Uh-oh. Wait for it. It's doing the presentation view thing again. 1 second, we're experiencing some technical difficulties. Okay, sounds good. So, hi everybody, my name is Peter Dverstig, and I'm a technical evangelist with Microsoft. And so today I'm going to be talking with you guys about what file pickers are and how to integrate these into your Windows Store apps. So let's start off by talking about what file pickers actually are. So file pickers are essentially user interfaces that allow the user to either choose files for your app to consume or to specify names and locations for your app to save a file to. So essentially, they allow the user to explore the file system while maintaining the look and feel of the Windows 8 app experience. So there's two kinds of file pickers that I want to talk about today. Their names are pretty self-explanatory. And the first one is the file open picker, which allows the user to specify files for your app to use. And the second one is the file save picker, which obviously allows the user to specify the name and location of a file for your app to save. So let's take a look at what those look like in action. So I'm going to go to this app, which is the MSDN file picker example. And so you can see here we've got a list of scenarios. And so I'm going to click this one, which is pick a single photo. And I'll click pick photo. And it launches this user interface. So this is the file open picker user interface. You can see that I'm currently in my pictures library. I can explore different libraries, I can go to documents, I can see all these different folders, I can click into these folders to go and explore the file system like that, or I can even go to Photos, for example, which is another app, and I can see all the files that Photos is providing to me. So I can even choose files that are provided by other apps. So let's go back to the Pictures library, because I want to choose a picture. And I'll click this file, which is Chinese salad. All right, I'll select it, and I'll hit open. And we can see the output says pick photo equals Chinese salad.jpg. So then let's look at how a save file picker works. So I'll click save file. And we can see it pops up with a user interface that's very similar to what the file open picker looked like, with a few differences. The first being that it's got this bar down here where you can enter in the name of the file that you want to save. And the second being it has this drop-down menu which you can select what kinds of files you would like to see inside your user interface. So for example, I've selected plain text here, so I'm only going to see text files inside this interface. I can still explore the file system. I can go to pictures. I can go to my music folder. Let's just go to my desktop, and I'll name a file. How about WowZap Helsinki? WowZap Helsinki. All right. And I'll hit save. And so it says that the file wowzaphelsinki.txt was saved. So I'm going to go to my desktop. Uh-oh. Blah. Doing this with one hand is kind of challenging. So I, wrong thing again. Technical difficulties, I'm really good at that. So we can see that we have a .txt file called WowZap Helsinki saved there. Okay, so now that we've seen those in action, let's actually take a look at what it takes to integrate those into your code. So I'm going to go to this blank app that I've created. I'll run it. And you guys can see that the only output is just a blank screen, right? Wait for it to load up. Yeah, just a blank screen. So I'll go back into Visual Studio. And first, I want to add a file open picker. So I'm going to go into my XAML file. And I'm going to add a little bit of XAML here. So I've added a button, and I've added a text block. I'm going to launch the file open picker UI with this button. And then once I've chosen a file, I'm going to output that file name in this text block. So now that I've done that, I'll go into the C# file that matches that page. And I'm going to add a click handler for that button that I just added. All right. And now once I'm inside here, I can actually go about setting up my file picker. So the first step is to declare the picker, which I do by creating a new file open picker and saving it into a variable. And then once I've done that, I need to set a few preferences for this. So I'm going to add a snippet of code that's going to contain these preferences, and then I'll go through and explain what each one is. So the first one is the view mode. The view mode is going to define how the user is going to see these files inside the file picker UI. So I've set this to thumbnail, which means that each file is going to have a small preview. If you remember when I showed you that example, all the pictures had a small version of that picture you could select. That's what you get when you set the view mode to thumbnail. So since I want to select a picture, thumbnail seems like a good choice. The second preference is the suggested starting location. So the suggested start location is the library that's going to be the first one that opens up when I launch the file picker UI. So in this case, I've set this to pictures library because obviously I'm looking for pictures. That seems like a logical first place to look, right? Now, the third preference is the file type filter. So the file type filter sets what types of files the user is going to be able to see and choose from inside that file picker UI. So I've added three common image file extensions. So the only files the user will be able to see and pick are JPEGs or PNGs. Okay, so now that I've set those preferences, I can actually launch the file picker UI. And I do that by calling the picSingleFileAsync method. Now, once the user's done, this is going to return a storage file object. So I'm naming the storage file file, and picSingleFileAsync is going to return a null value if the user canceled the operation, and a non-null value if the user has selected a valid file. So after I call that, I have a conditional here that's going to determine what to do based on what picSingleFileAsync returns. So if it returns a non-null value, which means the user selected a valid file, I'm going to output picked file and then the file's name. And if it returns a null value, which means the user hit the cancel button from within the file open picker, I'm just going to write operation canceled. So let's run this and see what happens. So I've got a button that says pick single file. I'll click that and it opens up the file picker UI. I'll pick the Chinese salad again, hit open, and we can see that. Can you see that? All right, trust me, this says picked file equals ChineseSalad.jpg. So that seems to be working as expected. So I'm going to click that again, except this time I'm going to cancel. And we can see that it says operation canceled. So that behavior seems to match up with what we were looking for. All right, so now that we've added the file open picker, it's time to add the file save bigger. So I'm going to add a little more XAML here. And I've added a button called Save File Click. And when I click this button, I want to launch the File Save Picker UI. So I'll go back into the C# page, and I'll add a handler for that second button's click event. Okay. And now, once I've added that, I can actually set up the File Save Picker. Now, when I do this, watch how similar the File Save Picker code is to the File Open Picker code. It's pretty cool. So the first thing I need to do, of course, is to declare the file save picker. And I just do that by saying a new file save picker and putting it into a save picker variable. Now again, I need to set some preferences. So I'll add in this snippet, and then I'll explain what each one is. So the suggested start location is identical to what it is in the file open picker. It's just the first folder that's going to be opened when I launch the picker UI. And now the second preference is the file type choices. So in the file save picker, these are a little bit different. And they consist of a list of key value pairs, where the value is a list of file extensions, and the key is a string describing those file extensions. So let's go back to that example app that I was showing you earlier. And when I click Save File, do you remember I was showing you this drop-down here? So this drop-down is populated with the keys of those key value pairs. So depending on which one of these I select, the only files I'll be able to see are the values that correspond to that key, right? So if I run that app and I see images there, the only kinds of files I'll be able to see are the JPEGs and PNGs. All right, let's go back to Visual Studio. And then the final preference is the suggested file name. And that's what's going to pre-populate this box here, which is obviously what you're suggesting the user name the file. So I'm suggesting that they name the file Save Example. Now, once I've set these preferences, just like with the file open picker, I can launch the UI by calling the pick save file async, which is also going to return a storage file. And just like the file open picker, it's going to return a null value if the user cancels the operation, and a non-null value if the user has chosen a valid location and a valid file name. So now the question is, what do we want to do if the user has chosen a valid file name and a location? How about we take that picture file that we chose using the file open picker, and we save it into the new location and name that the user has specified? So the first step to do that is I'll go up to the top, and I'll add in a global variable to store that file. Then inside the file open click handler, once I'm sure the user has selected a valid file, let me click in the right place. All right, I will save the file the user's chosen into that global. And then inside the file save picker handler, once I'm sure the user has specified a valid file location and a valid file name, I'll move that file. Oh, that's some bad indentation. I'll move that file from its previous location to the new location. All right, let's run this. So I'll click pick single file, and I'll grab this Chinese salad again. I'll hit open. We can see that it's selected that. Then I'll click save a file, and I'll name this, how about WowZap salad. All right, and let's just save it onto the desktop, because that's an easy thing to find. So I'll hit save, and I will go to the desktop. All right. And we can see that we've got this image file called WowZap salad that contains that image we selected. Okay? All right, so now that you guys have seen examples of how to integrate the file open picker and the file save picker, there's one more thing that I wanted to go over today. So you remember when we were exploring the file system using those pickers, and you saw that you didn't just have to select files that were in the file system or save files to the file system. You could also select files that were provided by other apps, and you could also save files into locations provided by other apps. And you can integrate that behavior into your apps by adding what are called file picker contracts. So again, these are pretty self-explanatory when it comes to their names. You have the file open picker contract, which allows your app to provide files for the file open picker. And you have the file save picker contract, which allows your app to provide a save location for the file save picker. Now, These tend to be a little more involved and use a little bit more code than what I showed you earlier. So I'm just going to give you a brief overview of how to integrate the file OpenPicker contract into your app. So I've got a second project open in Visual Studio, and this is the MSDN file picker contract example. So when you're adding these contracts into your app, the first step is to right-click on the solution, go to Add, New Item, select the file open picker contract from the list of options, hit Add, and then click Yes when this dialog button comes up, asking you if you want to let it add the files that are missing from your project that are necessary to make the file, open picker contract work. So since those files already exist in this example, I'm just going to click No, though you should very much click Yes when you're prompted with that in your own apps. All right. The second step, this appeared to open a file. The second step is to go into your app manifest, go to the Declarations tab, and declare that you're going to be using the file open picker by selecting it from this dropdown and clicking Add. Then once you've done that, you need to set the supported file types. In this case, this supports any file type, but you can uncheck that and then add in whatever subset of file types you want your app to support. In this case, I'll just keep it as supporting any file type. Now comes the third step, which is arguably the most difficult, which is where you need to create and define a page and a user interface that's going to allow the user to explore and choose the files that your app is going to provide. And now, before I tell you how to create that user interface, I want to show you how an app is activated from within a file open picker. So inside app.xaml.cs, once you've added that picker contract, you'll find the onFileOpenPickerActivated method, which takes this fileOpenPickerActivatedEventArgs object as an argument. So whenever your app is opened through a fileOpenPicker, this method will be called. Then once that happens, all you need to do is navigate to the page that's going to contain that user interface where the user will choose the files your app provides, and pass the args, that's pass the onFileOpenPickerActivated method. All right. And then once you've done that, you need to get the fileOpenPicker UI object here from the args, and then finally you can launch that UI. So the UI can really be anything you want, but a good general idea of how to do this is to open the files that you want your user to be able to choose, then get some attributes of that file. For example, if I'm going to have my user select pictures, maybe I want the user to see smaller versions of these pictures to select and choose from. So once I've decided what attributes I want, I can bind those into a data-bound control, such as a list view or a grid view, that's going to allow the user to explore all the options and select different items. And then finally, once the user has selected an item, all I need to do is call the addFile method on the fileOpenPicker UI and pass the file that corresponds to the item the user has selected. Then finally, once the user has selected all the items and files that they want, when they hit OK in the fileOpenPicker UI, it's going to return all those files to the app that opened the fileOpenPicker. All right? So that's just a very brief overview of how this contract works. Obviously, it's significantly more in-depth, but it isn't too complicated. All right. And so, in the interest of time, I didn't go over all the options of file pickers that you have. You can have file pickers that allow you to choose multiple files, that allow you to choose folders instead of files, that allow you to even open or update cached files. And so, examples of all these kinds of file pickers are available at this URL, which leads you to the MSDN file picker example. And then finally, if you want to learn more about how to integrate with those contracts, which is a very powerful thing, you can follow this URL here to an MSDN app that should show you how to do that. All right? Thank you, guys.